This is the second day of the octave of Christmas, a day during which we celebrate triumphantly. And the liturgy shows this in the fact that we every day will say the Gloria and the Creed on these 8 days that end with the feast of the circumcision of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on January the 1st. But on this second day of the octave, the first day after Christmas, we have the very great privilege of celebrating our patronal feast. For it is the feast of the proto-martyr, the first martyr after Pentecost of the Church, Saint Stephen, one of the first seven deacons, who, as we see in the readings of today, was so holy that he was performing miracles, signs, and wonders in the language of the Scriptures, just as our Lord did, and later on other saints would. Of course, our Lord predicted, "You shall do even greater things than these," when they were praising him for his miracles. And of course, we also see the complexity of the human being's character, of original sin and all its consequences, which of course our Lord, Our Lady, Saint Joseph did not have, Saint John the Baptist. And though he did have them to a certain degree, Saint Stephen was liberated from them by his great love and fidelity to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so we see that he is preaching to them the truth, the very truth which is in the Scriptures, which they proclaim to be their own. And of course, we see that today in many people who say they believe in the Scriptures and only the Scriptures, they deny the Scriptures. For instance, as we see in the Annunciation and the Visitation of Mary, it is God who is saying, "Hail, full of grace." It is God, the Holy Spirit, through Saint Elizabeth, that is saying, "How is it that the Mother of my God should come to me?" And they refuse to receive her as the Mother of God, which she is. She is not a test tube. She is the Mother of the one being who is eternally God and from time in her womb, man, true God and true man. And they deny that, even though it is in the Scriptures, which they hold to be the only thing that they believe. But they do not believe. If you do not have the full Catholic faith, you have nothing. And that's exactly where it will get you. Nowhere. There is no salvation outside the Church. From the time of Christ and the Apostles to now, that is the true faith of the Church. There are those, even those in authority, who have no authority, who want to include everybody and bless this and bless that. God will not bless that which is unholy. And so they are just words, empty, vain words. And that's the same thing that St. Stephen met up with here, with all his brethren. And of course, a lot of these people were his classmates. The young Saul of Tarsus, who was also, as St. Stephen was, a disciple of the great St. Gamaliel, the great teacher of Israel at the time of Christ. He eventually was to become a Catholic and a martyr. And there were several others. And their relics were found together as we celebrate every year in May, in the Feast of the Finding of the Relics of St. Stephen and his companions. So some were converted, but others were not. They closed their ears. How often do we not meet with people like that? And they gnash their teeth. And how often do we not meet with people like that? And of course, I'm not concerned about people in the stores or in the airports or whatever. I'm concerned about our relatives, our families. And we need to pray for them because, you know, most of our families, I don't want to squelch your feast, but we have to temper the overindulgence of these days. Most of our families are going to hell. And the sooner you get that down into the old shaft, the better off you will be. But you have to give it all to Mary. She can take care of anything and everything. It's not up to you. It's not up to me. But that is the reality. And we see these people. So they dragged him outside the city. In that sense, too, he is an imitator of Christ. They dragged him outside the city and crucified him outside the city, as was predicted by the prophets. Their prophets, our prophets. And so they lay their garments, they didn't want to get them dirty with the dirt and the rocks and whatever, and they began to stone our beloved Saint Stephen. And I've told you this before, but not everybody that's here has been there. The horrible sentence of to death, because it is to death, of lapidation, of stoning, was horrible. The stones were about this big. And if somebody throws that on you, what do you think it's going to feel like? And if it did not finish off, they had one big boulder that they threw on your chest to make sure your heart was stopped, and then another big boulder that they threw on your head, on your cranium, to make sure your brains spattered all over the ground. And if that's not dead, I don't know what is. So that is what our saint, Saint Stephen, and others besides him later on were to suffer for Christ. He could have said, and perhaps we would say, oh, that's okay, I do not know the man. St. Peter did, and he sorrowed terribly about it later on. Not St. Stephen. He says, I see him, the one, the Son of Man, standing by the throne of God, the Father, he meant, and they understood, because he was God, the Son of Man, the Son of Mary. And they absolutely abhorred the truth. People who do not believe the truth, who deny the truth, they abhor the truth. And they abhor those who proclaim the truth. Hopefully you and I. And if we are so blessed as to be martyred like our patron, Saint Stephen, glory be to God. We are probably not worth it. And so we will not have that blessing. But if we are, glory be to God. In the meantime, today, as we celebrate his feast, his solemnity, and the second day of the octave of Christmas, I pray to Saint Stephen that he may continue to keep this parish and now the shrine of Our Lady open for another 100 years if the world lasts that long. And maybe another 200 years if the world lasts that long. And I promise you that by the next 100 years, the liturgy will have been restored and the fake council will have been eliminated and all the evils that it has brought upon the church. May God help us, and may St. Stephen intercede for us and bless you. In nomine Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen.